I was kind of interested in looking at this. We're talking about, you know, prenuptial agreements, but also the fact that more people, you're seeing more people age 50 and older get divorced. And I just have to say that I have a background as a financial advisor, and I did notice, I mean, I wasn't doing the science behind it, but I also noticed that I was kind of surprised by some of the older couples that, you know, we spent all this time, you know, accumulating the assets, and then all of a sudden they were divorcing. So tell me about this trend.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're seeing more and more these days people over their 50s getting a divorce, and, you know, I'm not quite sure what the rationale is behind it, you know, if they're waiting for the children to grow up and get out of the house and, you know, be in college or finish college. Maybe their rationale and feeling is just that when the kids are too young, you know, it may just be too hard on them emotionally, but we're seeing it a lot more often these days. You know, people over 50, you know, even 55, 60, 65, they're really the big group getting the divorces now, and, you know, really it can end up terribly financially for either both the parties or one of the party. Somebody can end up taking all the assets, leaving the other one with nothing, or what you see a lot of times, unfortunately, is they fight so bad, the lawyers end up getting all the money, and, you know, the husband and wife aren't left with much at all.
Well, and I think divorce can be tough at any age, you know, of course, emotionally, but when you think about it financially, if a divorce happens when someone is in their 20s or 30s, they still have a lot of time to recoup and recover and start over again. But this is a really, I mean, it's also, I mean, not to minimize it, but it is bad timing as well.
Yeah, and you know, I agree with that. I mean, the younger you are, obviously, the more time and energy you're going to have to recoup from things. But it's never easy, and, you know, if there's kids involved, it makes it even more difficult, and finances involved, it makes it even more difficult. So certainly anything and everything you can do to, you know, try and, you know, nip as many problems in the bud from the beginning, you know, the better off you'll be, God forbid something does happen.
With these older divorces and then probably some older marriages as well, new couples, you're seeing what, more prenuptials, or you're recommending more prenuptials?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people these days are getting prenups, you know, before they get married. And it used to be that that was only for the rich, that was only for the wealthy. And these days, you know, we're seeing it with everybody, whether they're middle class, upper class, you know, however you want to relate to them, we're seeing it more and more. And, you know, it might not be that someone has hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to lose, but whatever they have is important to them. And especially when they're going in for a second, third, fourth marriage, you know, they want to make sure that those assets are protected, you know, not only for them, but, you know, for the family. You know, they might want to pass it down to their children or their grandchildren, you know, not the other sides. So we're seeing more and more prenups, which is the agreement done before marriage. We're also seeing people put together a lot of asset protection plans proactively, you know, to make sure that all of their assets are protected, you know, not just from, you know, potential divorce, but from any financial threat, you know, like lawsuits, car accidents, etc.
How about if people are already married and they just believe that this might be a good idea? How do you broach that question about getting a prenuptial after the fact?
You know, it's actually referred to as a postnuptial, and that's just
right,
simply because,
exactly,
because it's after the marriage, but very similar to a prenup. And, you know, I don't think it's really too tough of a subject to broach. And, you know, the reason is that, you know, a husband and wife can sit down and say, listen, you know, everything's going great right now, but you just never know what can happen. You know, I'm sure everyone's seen friends and relatives get divorced. And, you know, you don't want to put anybody in a bad position. And I think doing a postnuptial actually might even be easier because you're doing it from a loving position. You know, you're doing it when you're not fighting. And you can actually sit down with a clear mind and say, okay, you know, God forbid if this marriage doesn't work out, you know, what should the husband have? You know, what should the wife have? You know, what can we do so everybody feels comfortable? You know, if you just wait simply till there's a divorce, you know, you have the lawyers chirping in everybody's ear. You know, they're trying to keep the case going because they want their fees. You know, they're probably getting a divorce for one reason or another, which is making them upset and emotional. So it's almost better to do it when the motions are not involved.
Do you tell people that this is not necessarily a sign that something is going wrong with the relationship? It's just good financial planning.
100%. I mean, and listen, you know, you can't tell people what to do. You know, all you can do is educate. All you can do is give a professional recommendation. You know, you're never going to change the mindset of people. So people feel how they feel. You know, some people feel that, it ruins the marriage, it ruins the love. Others feel like it's the smart, prudent thing to do. So, you know, as a professional advisor, all you can do is give advice, and, you know, they have to see the value in the advice.
I was wondering about women and divorce, and what I witness is that sometimes the women can really be hit hard financially, in part because maybe they are working a job that isn't paying as much, or they're working part-time, they've spent time at home caring for the children, maybe they haven't been in the working world at all.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because there's really no winning party. I mean, I've seen the males hit hard. I've seen the females hit hard. You know, usually when you think of a divorce, people just assume, oh, you know, the man has the money. The man's been working. You know, the wife's been home with the kids or, you know, doing her own thing. And the man's going to lose all his money. But that's really not the case. You know, I learned of a case just today where it looks like, a husband and wife are getting divorced. They do have children. And, you know, the mother was the breadwinner. And she's the one out there making the money. You know, the husband, you know, seems like he might have some drug and alcohol problems. And, you know, the mother's scared for her life because, you know, she's worried that, you know, now the husband's going to take everything. So it's the exact opposite. So you just never know, you know, there's no one size fits all when it comes to divorce. There's no one size fits all when it comes to prenups or postnups. And there's certainly no one size fits all when it comes to asset protection. So, you know, the advice I give my clients is, listen, you know, you worked very hard for what you have. You know, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued, regardless of what that lawsuit is for. So I tell my clients to take the time to literally protect everything they own from everyone every time. And, you know, the challenge I give them is that, you know, you spend a lifetime trying to create wealth. You know, so for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to try and protect it.
Have you seen some pretty wild things?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it all, unfortunately, and you know, especially with the divorce. You know, we have a pretty busy practice, so you know, we speak to people all over the country who are getting sued for one reason or another or divorced for one reason or another. And actually, the advice I give to my clients, you know, when I hear that big D word, divorce, is that, you know, listen, I don't know if you can work it out. I don't know if you can't work it out. But, you know, my recommendation is, hire a mediator. You know, if you want to have a lawyer, sure, go hire a lawyer. Give them some money for the day. You know, let your spouse go hire a lawyer. Give them some money for the day. But just hire them for one day and go to mediation and see if you can work it out. Because what normally happens is, you know, the husband and wife go at it so hard, you know, they each have their own lawyers. They end up losing 30, 40, 50% of what they have to attorney's fees. And the only people who really win at the end of the case is the lawyer. So I think the best advice I can give to anybody who's considering divorce, is it to at least try your hand first at mediation.
I was just looking at some stats that you sent. The divorce rate of people 50 and older, quite a bit different than what we saw in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, marriage isn't viewed with the same laws and vows as it was, you know, even 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. You know, today people get married and, you know, a year later they're divorced, 6 months later they're divorced, 3 years later they're divorced. So, unfortunately, I just don't think that it has the love and faith and commitment, you know, that it had, you know, that it once had.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, you know, I think the best thing that people can do is just educate themselves. You know, I always tell my clients, if you do absolutely nothing, you know, at least educate yourself, know what the options are. And, you know, as a special courtesy for any of your listeners, if they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free copy of the latest two books I wrote on asset protection, Financial Self-Defense and Asset Protection Secrets. And again, hopefully if they do nothing, at least they can educate themselves.
Great. I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.